Well, JC, I know disappointment for the hockey club not to be in the playoffs, but just the experience that this team went through this year and giving it the push that it had at the end. What are your thoughts as you reflect?
Yeah, it was pretty special. You know, kind of going from the bottom of the league and, you know, sucked that our division was so tight and such an elite division, I feel, that it had to end that way. But, you know, I'm proud of the guys and what we went through.
How difficult was it for you, a heart and soul guy with this group, to not be able to be a part of it at the very end?
Yeah, obviously, when I went down, it wasn't a good feeling, but watching the games when I was out, we were winning, and, you know, I think we did everything we could. So, I mean, if I was in, I don't think it would have made much of a difference. We, you know, it just came down to a numbers thing, and we did everything we could.
Lots of guys talking about the chemistry in this team, the experience of being part of it, and the way guys were able to put things together in that second half, and just the specialness of it. Can you compare that to any other experience you've had in recent years, just the way the team came together in the face of adversity?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here the longest out of anyone, so I've kind of seen a lot of guys come and go, and, you know, each year it's a different, you know, it's just 25 guys thrown in a locker room, and you kind of got to, you know, bring everyone together, and I think we did fairly quick, and once we did, we were playing really well, and you can't really stress how important that is. Again, yeah, it's just disappointing that we're going home now, but it's a good run.
You mentioned being with this organization longer than anybody else. Your status changes at the end of this campaign with the UFA status coming your way. What does that mean to you? What do you think it means for you going forward?
I don't know. I mean, I've, you know, I've loved my time here, and I would definitely want to come back. I just, you know, have to talk to my agent and kind of lay everything out. You know, Winnipeg is definitely a second home for me, and I'm close to home and love playing here. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw me here next year. You never know. So I'm just going to go home and try and get healthy with the shoulder and whatnot. So, yeah.
How big of a... an issue is the shoulder going to be?
Oh, no, it's just there's no surgery. Yeah, there's no surgery or anything. I was going to probably skate this week and hopefully get ready for playoffs. So now I have a little more time to, you know, make sure it's 100% and ready for next year.